Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up beyond third. Keltner can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Quell moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Quell moves to third. Wright moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Wright fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Wright. Boudreau moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner bunts towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Desautels. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Desautels steals third. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Desautels scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to third. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. Lodigiani is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wright scores. Appling moves to third. Lodigiani moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath bunts towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 0 in the game. Milner strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Mack applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Trosky moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack is walked intentionally. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Desautels hits a line drive towards first. QL catches it and steps on first to double up Mack. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards first. Trosky catches it and throws to Mack, who tags Tresh for the double play. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Milner covering. Safe. Krivic moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. QL moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Appling is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Krivic is chasing the ball. Heath rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Buck Ross now pitching. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mack. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Appling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hogue pinch hits for Mike Tresh. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis pinch hits for Buck Ross. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hogue moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.